So joining me now are Lizzie and Sue from Campus Sound, a choir that gets together during term times over at Addenbrookes Hospital. So they're here to tell me all about the idea behind it. So good morning. Thank you for coming in.
Good morning.
Pleasure.
So do you want to introduce yourselves first?
So I'm Lizzie Hart. I actually work at Addenbrookes Hospital, and I had the idea a year ago to start up this choir. And yeah, so I found Sue and organised it.
So Sue, why don't you introduce yourself?
Yes, well, my name's Sue Polby, and I've been doing this kind of singing work for a long time. And I work with, tend to work with people who think they can't sing. And I'm a founder member of what's called the Natural Voice Network, and it works with singing and groups in a very different way to make it accessible. So even though I'm classically trained originally, I got very interested one day. It was a turning point for me. I went to a Bulgarian women's singing workshop when I lived in Cardiff. And I suddenly discovered this other voice. I didn't know where it was coming out of my body, and I got very keen on all these different songs from different cultures and got very interested in working, teaching things by ear, using your body, and it means you can use songs from different cultures, and it works particularly well with people who might be a bit lacking confidence, yeah, because they can actually be somebody else, and there's some cracking songs from different cultures.
Yeah, and I think there's a huge thing at the moment, isn't there, with these mashup.
Mashups,
where they take different songs and put them together, and it's fabulous,
it's
isn't it?
That.
It's a great way of doing things.
Yeah, we've done that before.
We've done that, and sometimes, but not on purpose.
By accident. Just by mistake.
Yeah.
So Lizzie, starting with you, so why did you come up with this idea for a choir? What was it that kind of sparked the idea off in the beginning?
Well, there's been a choir at Addenbrookes for about 20 years, but it was a more formal, classical choral choir singing from sheet music. And I just, that came to a natural end, and I just wanted to have a choir that was more accessible to more people, not just those that could read music or felt comfortable singing choral pieces. And the main concert was always the Christmas concert, but I just wanted to open it up to everybody, faiths, races, religions, cultures, languages, different languages we sing in. So yeah, just open up and to not just narrow it down to people that could read music or felt like they could sing. So opening it to everybody and anybody.
Yeah, and beyond that, actually, it's not just for staff, is it, either?
No, anyone can join. It's open to anybody, whether you're NHS staff, university staff, the other buildings on site, AstraZeneca, patients have joined us. Visitors, relatives of patients have come and joined us too. It's magical when people can just come in and join us for one session or join us for two or three sessions, because obviously with the university, the NHS staff, a lot of them are on shift patterns, so they can't join us for full term, so they come and dip in and out.
Yeah, which is a great way of doing it. So when do you get together then?
Well, we get together on Mondays, and we've been sort of piloting this really over the past year with a different series of sessions. And what we're going to be doing in the autumn is to run two sessions on Monday evenings, one at 6 o'clock for 1.5 hours, and
eight to nine thirty.
So that means it's a lot more people are around 6 o'clock, and then a different group of people are around, a bit later. And I think that's how we met you.
In fact, it is, yes, because I was over. I had a little stay over at Addenbrookes Hospital, and I remember walking back. Actually, down. My friend and I were walking back to the car park, and heard this absolutely fabulous sound in the ATC centre, because the acoustics in there are absolutely amazing, aren't they?
Wonderful.
And that's normally where you gather, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
And the sound was absolutely beautiful. Stopped and said hello, and then I had no idea that it was happening. So I then caught up with you the following Monday, and that's when we arranged this. So and you were outside at that point. So I think it was very, very hot. Very warm when we were in the middle of the heat wave.
I think that's the other thing to say about this, because if you don't have to cart around a piano or instruments, and you don't have to cart around music, we're like troubadours. We go all sorts of places, don't we?
Yeah, we've sung in the concourse, out on some grass by the car park, the ATC, outside the ATC. Yeah, all sorts. In the foyer of Addenbrookes, in the main reception area.
And I guess actually in lots of ways, having that flexibility whilst people are kind of, you know, A, more people can join you and see you, because it's not always in the same place every week. But also, is that do you think maybe that's a way of actually building confidence into people, because they are kind of almost thrown into a situation when they join,
yes.
Mm. And you've kind of got to sort of not care about what's going on around you. So you know, I think perhaps maybe that's a good thing as well, because it can help to.
Well, it's very good at you know, generating this energy, and you probably saw it and then felt it, that the energy that we get from singing with each other almost becomes, I don't know, quite tribal and very. Yeah, just kind of builds and builds and builds, and then people get lost in the moment. Then you get the feedback from people who walk past and stop and listen, and that then bounces energy backwards and forwards. And then, it builds confidence special. And very, very special.
And it feels so lovely to be doing something like this, where people who walk past, you just suddenly see them smile. And in a hospital environment, you know, and certainly when we're in the concourse area, and people are sitting there, maybe worried relatives, and we've often been approached by them to say, thank you so much, this has made the time today, it's made my day. Yeah. And, you know, I'm shivering just saying that. It feels very unique and special, this group. And going back to the thing about, you know, rehearsing in public especially, you know, I have to say I'm gobsmacked by this lot, because it seems like they don't, you know, it's like, yeah, that's fine. You know, whereas other groups you might work with, you know, get very nervous. But it does, you're absolutely right. It increases their confidence. It's just like really diving in at the deep end and going for it. And making mistakes is fine, you know.
Because at the end of the day, it's meant to be fun, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's meant to be something
fun,
and inclusive. And talking about it being in that hospital setting, you know, do you find as well then that it's almost like a therapeutic thing for people who are there, either whether they're listening or taking part?
Well researched that singing can improve your mental health, improve well-being, and definitely when we've had feedback from the people within the group, how it lifts their Mondays and sets them up for the week. I think that was a quote, wasn't it? Mm.
Yeah, very much so. And they just feel more relaxed. They find it a great stress reliever. As Lizzie said, there's all sorts of research being done. I mean, your heartbeat in a group actually starts, your hearts all start beating at the same pace, which is very powerful. I mean, hopefully not too fast. But the other thing I wanted to say was, like, the hospital scene, you know, we've been asked, like, with the NHS having its 70th anniversary, we ended up doing two performances on that
Monday,
and eating an awful lot of cake.
A lot of cake.
And that felt very good, that, you know, we've sort of... Yeah, it just feels... I've run a lot of choirs and done a lot of workshops and things like that, but I feel... I just love this way of working, because you're in the moment. You just respond. It's not that sort of, we're doing a performance and this is how it works and that's it and you have to get through this, that and the other. It's very, very special, these connections that happen. And we had one very powerful one about being videoed at Christmas with a woman who came along for three or four times. And she was in a wheelchair and her sister was pushing her, and I'd brought some antlers, as you do
Christmas
and our last session, and put them on and put some on her and told her she was a groupie and stuff, you know. And her sister videoed it, and then we heard at New Year that her sister had died, and she actually wanted us to come and sing at her funeral. But what was so important about that was that the video, she was able to show to her daughters and her family, so it's become a real treasured memory for them. I'm shivering just talking about this.
I actually got chills.
But to me, that, you know, it doing it in this way, it means you can work in that moment like that, you know. So yeah, it feels very special.
And the environment is so stressful for patients, and it's something that we can do just to lighten the environment, lighten the mood, and live a bit of respite and escapism from.
Well, I know from my own personal experience, you know, actually, it really lifted my mood to kind of walk through and just have that music kind of just wash over you, and that sound was absolutely amazing. And I suppose doing it in that organic way as well, really is touching you know, to people as they kind of just like move through, like you say, their minds can be on something else, and then all of a sudden it kind of gets pulled into this kind of energetic sort of sound, if you like. So what are some of the songs that you do then? What sort of, give me an example of some of the things that you do.
All sorts of things. We've got some a really sweet little song called Tué Tué, which is about a rice cellar. And there's one, CCC Banaha, which is actually about somebody called Yaku and a red hat,
Is that the Garnon?
Sorry?
Is that go up from Garnon?
Garnon, yes. And we've also got, I think, one of our favourites is a beautiful song called This Is Home, written by lovely Greek woman, in a natural voice practitioner in the network. And we've also done, particularly for the NHS, we decided to do Arhidinos, the Welsh song. What's it called?
What I can't
remember. All Through the Night. But I thought it was unfair we couldn't learn all the Welsh, so we Arhidinos. Excuse my pronunciation. And things like Lean On Me. And we, you know, I put out various material to people to see how they feel about it, and then they get their favourites.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And we've done some more modern things like the Bruno Mars.
Mars, Count On Me. And through that, we discovered there are hidden talents amongst the people who've been dropping in, including we ended up with an actual ukulele backing, which is great.
That's fantastic. I love a ukulele,
yeah.
I have to say.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. What are your plans with the choir moving forward? You know, what would you like to see happen with it ultimately?
Well, we'd like to see it on a more permanent footing. As I said, it's more been like a pilot project, and we have actually put in a bid to the Awards for All lottery funding, and we're hoping to hear about that. And one of the things we want to do is do a recording that can be
broadcast through,
you know, for patients and stuff. And we want to do some work. There's dance therapy sessions that go on, and we've been asked to take part in
sing
that.
Sing on the wards.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we want to be able to be there to support things like the various health promotion workshop events that go on, Mental Health Awareness Week.
Yeah, Mental Health Awareness Week. There's a Equality and Diversity Week, Staff Wellbeing Week, and we generally get asked to come and sing at the launch of these things, but our numbers are quite small at the moment, so being able to support that is quite difficult.
So
we'd like to increase our member base, I guess.
Yeah, it's like increasing the pool because of this thing about shifts and people's availability, because what we've tried out so far is very much this sort of drop-in troubadour. And there have been several people who've come along a lot of times now too. And so they formed a sort of core. So we've got this core, but what we want is a much bigger pool. And so we want to keep this balance between it being fun, and you don't have to perform if you don't want to, that's fine, but we'd also like there to be enough people to be able to respond to those events.
Oh, you'll have to keep us updated.
Definitely.
Well, Lou, I have to say, you'll get embarrassed about this, Louise, but she's got a cracking voice.
Oh,
everyone,
thank you. Yes. Thank you very much. Right, so well, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank
it's
thank
great
you.
And especially Lizzie, because she's literally off to Dover straight after this. So thank you so much. Avoid the A14, whatever you do.
I will do.
Thank you so much, and in honor of you, I'm going to play Bill Withers' Lean On Me.
Oh, thank you.